This is Rabbi Nissan Elbron, Congregation Brothers of Israel, Long Branch, New Jersey, recording for Monday, February 26th, 2024. We continue on Yud Ches Amud Aleph 18a, the second section. It is the green text. So the end of last week, we had a question about whether a gezardin of the tzibur, right, whether a communal decree, or a decree on the community, I should say, can be nullified, can be torn up. We had, it seemed to be an argument. We said, no, both sources refer to post-Gzardin, to after the verdict is read. Right? One indicates that it can be ripped up for the community, one cannot. And we said, no, right, so now let's start our green text. Below Kasha, it's not really a question between the sources, between the Pesukim. Kan b'Gzardin she'esh imo shavua. Kan b'Gzardin she'ein imo shavua. Right, one scenario is talking about a verdict which is sealed with an oath that cannot be undone, and the other does not have the oath attached to it that can be undone. Right now, we're going to prove that that's the case. Rav Shmuel Bar Ami, just like Rav Shmuel Bar Ami. Amar Rav Shmuel Bar Ami says Rav Shmuel Bar Ami Ba'amile. Some people think Amar Rav Shmuel Bar Nachmeni Amar Rav Yonatan. Right, that it's not Shmuel Bar Ami, it's Shmuel Bar Nachmeni, the name of Rav Yonatan. Either way, what do they say? Minayin legzardin sheyesh imo shvua she'eno nikra. Right, from where do you know, right, that there that a gzardin that is sealed with an oath, is never torn up, can't be undone. Shenemar, because it says, "V'lachein nishbati lebeit Eli." While I have sworn, says Hashem, to the house of Eli, mitchaper avon beit Eli bezevach uvimincha. While I swear that it's not the sin of the house of Eli, right? That's the famous slash infamous coin from the book of Shmuel. I swear that his sin will not be forgiven with a zevach and a mincha, right, with these sacrifices. Now, Rabba infers from that. Right, so that again proves that with a oath, right, the gzardin can't be undone. And nevertheless, we look for ways to get out of it. We'll see why in a moment. Amar Rabba, Rabba says, bezevach uvemincha en mischaper. Right, the pasuk says, right, with the mincha, offering, with a zevach, with a general offering, there's not going to be atonement, there won't be kapara. Avam ischaper batorah, but if you learn Torah, that will bring atonement. Abaye Amar, Abaye says, b'zevach uv'mincha eino mischaper. Yes, with korbanos, you're not going to find atonement. Aval mischaper b'torah uv'gmilos chasadim, but through Torah and acts of gemilos chesed, of being good to other people, being compassionate, that you will find, through them you will find atonement. All right, so that's a fascinating, by the way, fascinating interplay between sacrifice and Torah slash gemilos chesed, but that again, beyond the scope of the podcast, but very interesting. Now, why, right? Why would this, was Abaye so interested in finding a loophole? Because the Gemara tells us, Rabba v'Abaye, Rabba and Abaye, midibes Eli ka'asu. They were descendants from the house of Eli. They were subject to this curse. And they needed to find a way out. So Rabba, the Asik b'Torah, Rabba, who learned Torah and taught Torah, and right, was a Torah-loving Jew, Chai Arba in Shnin. He lived for 40 years. Abaye, the Asik b'Torah, gemilas chasadim. Abaye, who dealt with and lived not only Torah, but also Gmilos Chasadim, Chaya Shisen Shnin. He lived 60 years. Right? So there's proof that Torah is one out. Torah Gmilos Chasadim is a better out. Right, now we have a story further illustrates the point. Tana Rabbana. Mishpacha Achas Haisa B'Yerushalayim. Right, the rabbis told us there was one family in Jerusalem, Shaya Mesa, Mason Benin Shmon Esrei Shana. Right, their sons would die at 18 years old. So Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai, they came to the great Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai and said, our boys keep dying at 18, what are we supposed to do? So Amar Lahan says to them, Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai, Shema Mishpachas Eli Atem. Maybe you are from the house, descendants of the house of Eli, Dechsiv, because with regard to the house of Eli, it says, B'chol marbis beitz chayamutu an Hashem, right? That's the promise that the descendants are going to die. They're going to die young. L'chu v'isku v'torah v'chiyu. Right? It says, Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai, like Rabbah, go and learn Torah and deal with Torah, and you'll live. Halchu v'asku b'torah v'chayu. And indeed, that's what happened. They went and they dealt with Torah and they lived. V'yukor no'sam mishpachas Rav Yochanan al shmo. They literally took the moniker Rav Yochanan, right, in honor of Yochanan ben Zakkai, who gave them this advice and enabled their children to live. This concludes our learning for today. Please come back and join us tomorrow.